Title: Humanizing One-Shots. Beginner Ableton Lesson. Groove Area: Drum and Bass. Hey, let's make your D&B drums feel alive. I'm going to walk you through concrete, repeatable ways to humanize one-shot drums in Ableton Live, so your beats groove and breathe like classic jungle and rolling drum and bass. I'll give you device chains, exact parameter suggestions, and workflow tips you can drop into a project right away. Ready? Let's go. Lesson overview. Quick snapshot. We'll cover practical techniques to add realistic timing, velocity, pitch and timbral variation to one-shots, kicks, snares, hats and perks. Tools we'll use include drum rack and simpler clip envelopes, the groove pool, the velocity MIDI device, saturator, drum bus, utility, EQ8 and blue compressor. I'll show you how to apply these ideas both to MIDI one-shots and to sliced breaks. The goal is simple: turn static, robotic hits into rolling, punchy D&B patterns with small, musical imperfections. What you'll build: by the end you'll have a tight 16-bar loop at 174 BPM with a punchy kick, chunky snare plus layered ghost snares, shuffling hats and skewed rides, subtle timing and pitch variation across hits, and a stem processing chain that keeps the low end tight while adding grit and movement. You'll have a drum rack or a sliced break rack that feels human and ready to sit under a rolling bass line. Step-by-step walkthrough. Setup and samples. First, open a new live set at 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack and an audio track for sliced breaks if you like. Load your samples. Choose a one-shot kick with a clean, strong transient, a full snare with body and bite, a closed hat for the top end, and a few percussion samples such as congas, clicks, and metallic hits. If you want groove material later, drag in a short amen or breakbeat loop. We'll use that to extract feel. Build a basic drum pattern. Drop each one shot into its own drum rack chain and set each simpler to classic, so you can shape envelopes and pitch. Program a typical D&B groove: kick on 1 and the end of 2, snares on 2 and 4, hats as 16th notes with occasional 30-second syncopation for rolls, and ghost snares on the end and between kicks to create swing. Humanize velocity. Insert the MIDI velocity device before the drum rack. Set a randomize amount between about 8 and 18. Set out low to around 70 and out high to 127 as a starting point. Tweak depending on how dynamic your samples are. Another approach is to use the velocity device to compress the overall range: out high 127, out low 70. Then open the MIDI clip and edit individual note velocities. Keep main snares and kicks high and consistent, around 110 to 127. Ghost snares should sit lower, around 70 to 95, so they don't overpower. Vary hats between 80 and 120 and accent every third or fourth hat slightly to create groove. Quick tip: combine device randomization with manual shaping. Set the velocity device to establish a musical bass, then tweak specific notes where you want more character. Micro timing and groove. Option 1, recommended: use the groove pool. This audio version is shortened for playback.